following show contains spoilers for episode several of Survivor 46.
Hello again.
Hello again. And wow, what a week this was. You know, tribes are finally merged and we've got just a lot this week.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why don't you want to talk about it? My tribe did great. I won the challenge. I did wonderful. Like Maria is saving my ass right now.
I'm pissed.
Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. What? Sure. So we go into this episode and we find out, hey, it's gonna be a double tribal this week. Woo! Yeah, two people are going home. One person's not gonna be in the jury.
We did know this. At the end of that, it was in the next time on.
Yeah, if you watch the next time on.
Yeah, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Because do I really want to sit through 3 minutes of commercial for...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I do. Most of the time, I'm like, okay, episode over, shut brain off.
Yep.
But yeah, double tribal this week, we go into it. We had a little bit of drama at the beginning of the episode about like who voted Venus. Yep, who voted for Venus, because Venus got a vote in Safe last week. And she comes swinging at Soda.
That's why I was thinking Soda. Soda was the one taking the blame.
Yeah, and we find out that it was just Charlie.
Charlie's just here trolling.
Yeah, Charlie's like, oh, I feel bad. I didn't know. That's my bad. But that puts both Venus and Soda in kind of a bad spot with each other because of how Venus reacted. Mostly. But yeah, was there any other like early episode shenanigans that really stick out to you?
Not really. I mean, to be fully honest, my brain like kind of glosses over a lot of this stuff in the episode, like unless it's something super defining. Toon's always been the good one at like picking up on these little micro bits. But yeah. Toon has not graced us with their presence this week, so it's guns akimbo here, just me and Teeb.
Yeah, there's usually like a few moments that really stick out, but not really anything spectacular that I can remember from this episode other than the Venus thing at the beginning. We go back and forth, get a few different perspectives of different tribes, but really it all sets up for the challenge, which
is the stark contrast between last time they did this where everything was swelled and this where it was just total flatland. So this is the challenge where they've got to stand on the platforms and get up on the perch narrower and narrower as the challenge progresses.
Yep, and we're split into two teams for this. The person who who stays on the longest from each tribe gets individual immunity. And then the tribe that specifically lasts, or tribe, the team that specifically lasts longer gets a little feast.
Just a little feast.
And they divide up into the same teams from last week, where Tiffany, instead of picking a side, just joins the side that she had picked, occupying the spot from Mo in last week's challenge. So, where last week's challenge was kind of unbalanced towards one side, this one kind of swings back the other way. And so, the team with, who was even on that team? It was like...
Seems like the lower center of gravity has the advantage.
Yeah, but it ended up being Maria winning on one side and Kenzie winning on the other.
With the few exceptions.
Yeah, mostly. Oh, yeah, so the side that did not win was Kenzie, Hunter, Tim, Tiff, Ben, and Q. They're the side that got knocked out first. And then the side that got reward was Charlie, Venus, Soda, Tevin, Liz, and Maria.
And we had wonderful banter with Q allegedly benching himself immediately.
Yeah. So if we go to predictions on the draft page, somebody sandbags a challenge. I think that's a win for Soaring's prediction.
Yeah. I mean, can we prove that that Q was sandbagging or just, I mean, you know, talking up for the camera? I don't really see a reason to talk up to the camera like that.
Yeah. I think you got it. I would rule that you got it anyway.
Well, I am biased, so 100% of the podcast crew today agrees that I got it, so I guess I got it.
Decisions are final. We're gonna change that to Q episode 7 and turn it green. Good job. You did it.
I get nothing for it. It's just satisfaction.
And that's a flame pog in your pocket.
Heck yeah.
They do nothing this season. Maria and Kenzie walk out with individual immunity, and the winning team gets their little feast, and then they divide up into their little groups to decide who to vote.
I feel like at some point everybody was on the chopping block here.
Yeah, there were a lot of names thrown out, people not really knowing who to go for.
I think Venus was thrown out, Hunter was thrown out, I think Q at some point was under the gun.
Yeah, Ben was really looking like a target. Liz was kind of looking like a target.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Tevin got thrown out.
Literally everybody's name got thrown out, it seems.
Yeah, but it really all comes down to when they make their way to actual tribal. And we find out that on the first tribal, Tim gets voted out, which is a member of my tribe, which is a reason why I'm upset this week. But it gets worse, because then we have a second tribal where Soda gets voted out, who is also on my team. So in the course of 2 weeks, I have gone from a team of 6 players down to 2.
Yeah, I wish I could say I feel bad for you, but I'm more so glad at this point to not be dead on the water.
Yeah. It's gonna be rough coming back from this one for me anyway.
But I think a little bit more, you know, the last bit of drama I guess we have in the episode is Venus taking credit for Soda's ouster, and Kenzie's just like, bitch, you thought.
Yeah.
And then we head back. So do we want to talk about Tim and Soda's games overall, you know, talk about why they went home at this point?
We can. If you have any opinions, I would like to know.
Honestly, I think Tim was just the easy target this week. I don't know if Tim necessarily did anything wrong.
I think Tim was, in fact, a pretty easy target, and has been since the tribal part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just the guy who hasn't had the deep connections that he needs with the other players.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to, we've got to get rid of somebody, I guess it's Tim's turn.
Because what, Tim started on green, and yeah, he was kind of in the bottom with Jem, because Mo and Maria, and I guess Jem, at the very start he was in the bottom with Ben, but things kind of got shooken up when they voted Jem out. But yeah, there's the strong Maria and Charlie alliance. And Ben kind of has connections to that through Charlie. And so that just kind of left Mo last week to get voted off and Tim this week.
Yeah. I guess if you had to say who's going next from the old green tribe, I guess it really Ben's the only option.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing here too. But
not great for me.
They did need to take a shot at Nami, and they did with Soda. But Nami is still fairly strong. They have 4 to Siga's 3 to Yanu's 3. But things are kind of evening out now.
But, you know, I'd say if I was either Q or Kenzie at this point, I'd be aiming at the other purple, the other Yanu member. Because I feel like it's a really easy way to get much farther in this game to perceivably destroy your remaining ally.
Yeah.
At this point, I think
that is an option.
I think for them it would be a case of, oh, there's nothing I can do until they can snake their way back into the game.
Yeah, I think if Tiff made a move to push out Kenzie, I think Tiff would go all the way at some point. Because, yeah, that would be a big move. Or vice versa, honestly. I think
we're at the stage of the game where people are still pretending the tribe game is in play. So
yeah,
if you can take advantage of this stage of the game, I think it actually works a lot to your advantage.
Yeah. I think Q is in a really interesting spot. He made like a 6-person alliance. I don't know how long that's going to hold together, really. And he is a challenge threat. Obviously, we talked about him throwing the challenge this week to try and take some of that heat off of him, but it's clear. You can tell just by looking at the guy that he could be a challenge threat.
Yeah, he's got kind of like a sleeper build. He's not a total like hunter, or I don't know, who's like a stereotypical muscle man survivor.
Yeah, and there was a funny moment with him this episode where he gets like a confessional and he's talking. Somebody mentioned that Hunter is the strongest person on the beach, and he's like, "Oh, that's arguable." I did like that moment. Q, I've been back and forth on him this season. I like him at this point, but all my previous statements stand, where it's like, I would not be friends with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think he makes great TV, but I really think I would want to punch this man constantly if I knew him.
Yeah.
He's just got that level of conceit that...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's one of those things, right, where he's probably someone who's got a lot of independence in their real life, and they found a lot of success in that independence. And that's kind of given way to a bit of an arrogance about everything in their life as well.
Yeah. And I mean, this is all just like conclusions drawn upon like what we can see of them in the show. But
yeah, for sure.
I definitely feel a little bit of that too. But yeah, anyway, tribes are in an interesting position. Nami still has a little bit of an edge, but things are slowly evening out. We'll see what happens next week if they decide to vote off another Nami and make it 3-3-3. Or if Nami makes a move to stay in power and try and push the tribe game a little longer.
I feel like 3 episodes into the merge is kind of like the board where things start to break down.
Yeah. And I feel that if they don't this week, because there is still a divide within Nami about Venus, and there was a little push on Hunter actually this week. So... tensions are high within that like Nami group within the merge tribe. I could see it evening out next week. Could be interesting. I like Venus. I'd like to see her go a long ways.
Yeah,
not for the sake of the fantasy, but just for the sake of her character.
Yeah, I think her arc is really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I mean, who doesn't love a good underdog story?
True.
But I would be very curious to like see how she defends herself in like a final 3 situation.
Yeah. Hunter's starting to like weasel his way into a like top dog on the bottom kind of situation. It'll be interesting to see how he navigates that. Because yeah, he's the protagonist. that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with a name like Hunter McKnight, how could you not be the protagonist?
Hunter McKnight is him, and that's the truth. We'll see if it takes him to the end of the game or not.
Like, that can't be his real name, right? Hunter McKnight.
That's gotta be a stage name.
Yeah, no, CBS found this guy, and they're like, we need a hero for this season of Survivor.
I'm waiting for him to put on a cape.
And of course, they probably casted this out during the writer's strike, right? So they're like, Hunter McKnight. There we go.
Yeah. Imagine every person on Survivor has always had a fake name through the history of Survivor. That would be wild.
I mean, when you've got people like David Jelinski Jelinski.
Yeah.
His official credited name, David Jelinski Jelinski. And are you trying to tell me that War Dog was his real name?
What was Wardog's actual name?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows.
Literally, if you went to like cvs.com/cast or whatever, it just said Wardog. It didn't say like first name, quote, Wardog, unquote, last name. It just said Wardog.
It was Dan Da Silva.
That doesn't sound like a real name either.
No, that's crazy. No, that's War Dog. All right. Well, I think we've gone on this tangent. Let's get
back into the rules. Or the points. The points.
The points.
Yes, we're doing some rules learning here. I believe I deserve 1 point because my Q didn't expert level play by sandbagging the challenge, and I think we should change the rules to give me points for that.
I deserve 60 points for dropping 4 players in 2 weeks.
That's
a first in an RNG show.
It's true, and right now we are the full voting body, so yeah, sure, why not?
All right, excellent.
Great, yeah. darn it, I can't get a spreadsheet easily.
I'll just go ahead and add that to Tevin under Twist, 60 points. Oh, there we go, it updated.
There we go.
Wow, I jumped up on the spreadsheet. Holy
what,
cow.
What a twist.
No, we'll get rid of that. All right, well, if we look at this week's points, there's me at the bottom where I'll remain the rest of the season, probably.
Yeah, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got myself into this situation.
I got 10 points this week because I had 4 players who got episode points, and then 2 players on the winning team of the challenge that got the reward. So that leaves me with 10. Similar story over on Soaring's side,
yeah,
except
split 2 and 2.
Maria got a immunity win. And then so Soaring ends with 14. And identical story down on Toon, where same points.
2 and 2.
2 and 2 for the challenge and a winner.
The only
with Kenzie,
real differentiating
but then
factor here
two
is the vote to
votes
save points.
And safe. Venus and Hunter both received votes at Tribal Council this week. So Toon walks away with 16 points. The rich get richer. What can I say?
This is America.
So looking at our total points, Soaring, kind of making a little catch up.
I don't think I am. I feel like I dipped last week. Like, my lines are mostly straight. And then last week I dipped a lot. And I think my current, like, this week is still on the same general slope it was in all the other weeks.
Yeah. But mine only goes down from here. So you will most likely cross me at some point. But total points currently, Soaring has 113. I have 140. And then Toon has 168. So pretty sizable gaps between us, but there's a lot of points to be had.
Should we just revive the alliance we made along the way?
The alliance we made along the way. That it maybe. If this gets too out of hand, if you lose like 2 people, that might be the play.
Alright, with that being said, do you have any trades to propose to you?
My 2 people that have advantages, probably not. Well, I would potentially trade Tevin for Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, hey guys, it's me, Toon. Whoa.
But yeah, I'm not even sure about that.
You want to trade Hunter for Tevin?
I'll let Toon actually show up and maybe consider that next week. But who knows? And that would be kind of a risky thing with Hunter under so much heat, but that might be the kind of play that I need to stay in this season. So
yeah, for sure. I think that's what makes the best trades. You know, we joke that we never trade, and I think it is because a lot of the editing of Survivor really makes it clear what the pecking order is during most of the game up until like the final 6.
Yeah.
And so you really want to, if you really want to have a successful trade, you have to go for these high-risk, high-reward plays.
Yeah, which I am really bad about doing because I put too much value on my players.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with the current trajectory, I see Tevin going further than Hunter, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Hunter does have an idol, and he is a challenge beast, so there's potential that Hunter goes on a win streak and gets me some points that can keep me into this fantasy game if I were to go through with that trade. But obviously Toon's not here to consider these options with us, so I will just present it next week, probably, maybe, depending on the episode. We'll see. Stay tuned. Do you have anybody you'd like to maybe trade?
Would you do Liz for Tiffany?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't think so, and I don't really think I have a way to sweeten that deal right now.
No.
So I guess that just about does it for us this week. If you want to check out all of our other episodes we've been going since Ghost Island, you can go to rngshow.com. Thank you to Zoe for editing this episode, and thanks to Subtac for the use of our theme song, Step Up. If you want to see the spreadsheets, you know, where we're tracking all the points and stuff, check out rngshow.com/46. And you might even find a link to that in the show notes if we remember to put it there, okay? I'm sure Zoe remembered. And that's all I gotta say. You got anything to say, Teeb?
I'm sad.
Well, maybe next week we'll lighten your spirits and we'll be here to talk about that when the time comes.
We'll see.
Bye-bye.
Bye again.